Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw a lot of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker's here. Tom's back. Tom, we're celebrating the 18th anniversary of Tom's membership in our Brain Trust. And Tom is the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award, which is a big deal. He's an amazing problem solver and inventor. He's one of the biggest thinkers that I've ever met. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the stack in my studio here, including I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself. He's our good friend. Tom, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Great. Thanks for 18 great years, Tom.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
How about that? 18.
Let's do 18 more.
I'm ready. Let's do it. I'll suit up for that. Hey, Tom, I was telling the audience before you got here about your idea of doing what feels wrong. And I was just pointing out that so many times in our businesses, we get stuck on these paradigms. What Joel Barker has explained to us is paradigms. You know, paradigm is a set of rules that you develop around a way to go to business or a way to do whatever you want to do in your life. And you find a way to be successful around those rules. But when the rules need to be changed, if you're comfortable with the rules, the world goes right by you, and he calls that a paradigm shift. And when you talk about your idea today about what feels wrong instead of doing what feels right, that's a response to a paradigm shift, isn't it?
Yeah, you could look at it that way. I mean, look, you drive to work probably the same road, the same route every morning, and that feels right? Feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean it's right, but it feels right. Everything that we do, it becomes part of our just conditioning. It seems to be the right thing to be doing, and sometimes it takes someone to look from the outside in at us to say, why are you doing that? What makes you think that's the right way to do things?
Right.
And it's just, listen, if it didn't feel right, we wouldn't be doing it. So everything we're doing, we think is right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the paradigm.
Well, but it's not just that it's right. It's just so comfortable and it feels so good. It feels like, I mean, we've repeated it. We've perfected it. It's not just right. It's perfect.
Yeah, Jim, this is the funny thing. Feeling good and feeling comfortable means feeling right. I mean, cognitive scientists study this stuff. And people, if they can see something and it seems easy to them, they believe it to be right. Easy equals right. It's a very strange way that the brain works. And it's what keeps everybody going on the same path.
Right.
It's powerful. So what you have to do is you have to catch yourself when something feels wrong, and you have to say, okay, this feels wrong. Let me think about it. I think I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, a perfect example is Tom Peters will tweet out at the beginning of every year that he's going to write 10 letters to every one of his customers each day that he's ever had. And everybody tweets back to him, what a great idea, Tom, to get a handwritten letter. And then they sit down and they say, this doesn't feel right. I'm not doing it. They just don't do it.
Well, the other thing about doing what feels wrong, I'm assuming, is also where you have to make yourself do what feels wrong. And like if you're
absolutely.
like when part of your business is not performing, you don't want to. You need to make a change, but making a change just feels wrong. What do you have to do to make yourself take that step to break loose from the bonds of what feels right?
Yeah, listen, this hit me in a big, big way years ago when I was changing up an entire manufacturing division of GE, and we brought in this just-in-time production, and part of the idea was you get rid of all the inventory and you stop the line anytime something went out of balance, and that just felt wrong to everyone because they had been piles of inventory. Nobody ever stopped the line.
Right.
So it felt wrong. And I got so much crazy resistance, I didn't think we were ever going to be able to implement it. So what we had to do is take one tiny little area of the company and show it working, create a little model of it. So if something feels wrong, do a little experiment on a small scale and say to yourself, is this actually doing what I thought it was going to do, this doing the wrong way of doing it?
Right.
And if it does, then apply it to the business and get rolling in that direction. But you have to at least try. You cannot talk yourself out of these things. I mean, that's what everybody does, big corporations down to the smallest, you know, small business.
Right.
They talk themselves out of moving into the future because it doesn't feel right.
When we come back after the break, I want to talk about the concept of nobody ever gets fired if they do this. That's one of the things that causes people not to do things that feel wrong, because nobody ever gets fired if they keep doing what feels right. And that's, I've seen that in many industries. I'm going to get your thoughts on that. We'll do that after the break. Tom Asacker and I will be right back. TomAsacker.com, is that right, Tom?
Yep, you can find me there. Absolutely.
A-S-A-C-K-E-R, TomAsacker.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.